ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। चैप्टर 6 ऑफ द भगवत गीता एंड वर्स 6। बंधु आत्मात्मनस्तस्य येनात्मैवात्मनः जितः अनात्मनस्तु शत्रुत्वे वर्तेतात्मैव शत्रुवत्। द ट्रांसलेशन इज लाइक दिस। One's own self is the friend of the soul by whom the lower self, consisting of the mind, senses and body, has been conquered. Even so, the very self of him who has not conquered his lower self behaves antagonistically like an enemy. Here are hidden many deeper aspects of human life. Each and every verse of the Bhagavad Gita has very, very deep implications and meanings. And as I said several times, it is not possible to explain all the things, but only some indications can be made. The Lord is saying in this verse that one is free to become one's own enemy or one's own friend. If there is no control over the senses, over the mind, the person himself or herself becomes himself and herself the enemy. There is a conflict inside then. Enemies struggle with each other. A struggle begins inside. And one who is able to control the passions, the senses, one finds oneself as the friend. That is, in friendship there is happiness and peace. You find it there. Then verse 7, jitātmanah prashāntasya paramātmā samāhita sītuṣṇa sukh dukkheṣu tathā māna apmānayo. The Supreme Spirit is rooted in the knowledge of the self-controlled man whose mind is perfectly serene in the midst of pairs of opposites such as cold and heat, joy and sorrow, and honor and ignominy. The Supreme Spirit is rooted in the knowledge of the self-controlled man. Supreme Spirit means God. God is there. Why we are not having the experience of God when God is existing everywhere and also in the body? The Lord says that if there is no self-control, you don't experience. If there is self-control, if there is control of the lower self, you will have the experience. So this self-control over passions is not only desirable, it is essential. Nothing will happen without it. God then exists in our existence in the form of peace and happiness. And such a person is not perturbed by the pairs of opposites. The problem in human life is about these opposites. Joy and sorrow, honor and ignominy. Liking and disliking. Here is a point for understanding. This fluctuation between opposites is in all creatures throughout the world, throughout the universe. this liking and disliking, these favorable and unfavorable circumstances, this element of pleasure and pain, it is there in all the creatures. It is only in human body that one can transcend these pairs of opposites. One can go beyond pleasure and pain both. Only in human body. Pleasure and pain are opposites. Pleasure anytime can become pain, pain becomes pleasure. A person is eating something delicious, deriving pleasure out of it. The pakoras or whatever, the carrot halwa or whatever it may be. Relishing. And with every spoon, with every morsel, the pleasure is decreasing. And a point comes when the person says, no more. And if now at this point there is somebody who says, one spoon more, it has started becoming troublesome. Somehow the person takes one spoon more, and then there are two persons, they say, we will put three spoon more. It is very delicious. He says it is painful. The same halwa which was giving pleasure has started giving pain. Pleasure and pain. The pairs of opposites. It is applicable with all the creatures. Those who believe in hell and heaven, they say, or they have written, that even in the hell, when a soul is punished for misdeeds, put in the cauldron, boiling oil, and when is brought out of it, feels pleasure. There was pain, after then there is pleasure, even then. Like that. It is everywhere. It is only in the human body that these both can be transcended. Pleasure and pain both can be transcended. Then what happens? Then bliss happens. Bliss of the Atman, bliss of the Self, bliss of the Divine. It happens in this body only, nowhere else. God is realized. God beyond pleasure and pain both. Already existing here, but has got to be realized. And about that, I may remind you that verse which we discussed yesterday or day before, that of the three gunas, of the three modes of nature, the three qualities, tamasic, rajasic and sattvic, rajasic is in between. On the one hand is the tamasic, on the other hand is the sattvic. Rajasic gives pleasure. And when one indulges in pleasure, rajasic starts becoming tamasic. Any indulgence will take the person to tamasic. Laziness, lethargy, weakness, sleepiness, indolence. From rajasic one will become tamasic. If there is self-control in rajasic, then one starts becoming sattvic. And one experiences sattvic joy. The word in that verse, the translation was sattvic joy. And after sattvic joy, there is bliss of the Self. These are the steps. Here is a perfect, clear-cut science. Those who want to have the invitation throughout the world. Those who don't want, they have their own destiny. We can't help them. So, this translation of verse 7, the Supreme Spirit is rooted in the knowledge of the self-controlled man. In that very knowledge is Supreme Spirit, God, whose mind is perfectly serene in the midst of pairs of opposites, such as cold and heat, joy and sorrow, and honor and ignominy. I have seen people in the summer season, it is quite warm here, very warm for you. I have seen people coming, and suppose the fan is on, oh, what are you doing here? At once, they are perturbed. Generally, I don't like putting the fan on also, unless it is very essential. And if then, after half an hour, there are clouds and rain, then they say, oh, put off the fan. All such people who have not controlled their lower self are nothing but slaves of these fluctuations of pairs of opposites.